Well, welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Share for Women, Share number 48. In the book Reclaiming Dignity, which is edited by someone, Bracha Palkio, she writes an introduction. She herself acknowledges that she had many negative associations that she had personally with the concept of tznius as a teenager and young adult, and the important part of reframing things. So the first step she places in her introduction is their core concepts of it. There's a concept of tznius as a mitzvah in the Torah, a mitzvah d'oraisa, part of v'hayu machanecha kodesh, to be holy, which is really to maintain personal dignity in the way that represents Hashem, that you're in Hashem's presence. So that's one aspect. Then there is tznius in halachic practices, which is the general laws of self-respect and dress. Halach, specific halachas is to dress and being in presence of erva, which is really related a lot to men. And then there's tznius as a cultural practice, a certain style of self-expression in the community, unwritten rules, dress codes. Some of these things may fall into the category of Das Yehudis, of a legitimate way a person is to dress, but very often they're not non-halachic in nature, cultural. That's where we get killed very often. That's where tznius becomes a nauseating word for many, when it's imprecise or borrowed, and something that has nothing to do with a midah, nothing to do with a mitzvah, nothing to do with halacha at all. You have this a lot, for example, in school settings where there are girls that dress conforming to the school setting, and then you have girls that don't want to, and they're not considered, or those girls outside that are not dressed that way are not considered quote-unquote tsunua by the institution because of the failure to meet that specific dress code standard of that particular institution, when in reality, they're not doing nothing at all. Now, I'm not getting into the subject of dress codes in schools, but what I'm trying to say is within even instituting dress codes in schools, to recognize your dress code in school does not imply that if someone is dressed not like that dress code in school, and they're not tsunua. So that is a major problem. But the main thing, the thing that is very overlooked, is tsunius as a mida, is as a character trait to be worked and developed on, which is the idea of focusing on an internal privacy and internality, being internal. This applies both to men and to women. And actually, the Chazal talk about men who have this midah often. You see from that there's a tznius concept that is equal to men and women. And men need to have this concept. It's an internal aspect. The idea being is based on the pasuk in Micha, that it says, Higid lecha la'adam atoy, what is good? And he brings three things. What does Hashem want from you? To do justice, to love kindness, asayis mishpat avas chesed. Then puts in the words, v'hatznei leches emelekecha, to go discreetly and quietly with Hashem. What does that mean? The Maral explains that the idea of tsunua simply means panimi, internal. An awareness that we are deep spiritual beings, more than meet the eye. We're not defined by our externals. We sometimes lose sight of the fact that we're at the deepest core of ourselves, deep spiritual beings. And the true midah of tznius brings us to that true depth that we really are, to develop our inner world. And the negativity around tznius is relating to different conflicting opinions on aspects of tznius that make people confused, or the absence of focus of tznius as a midah. As a midah, it's forgotten that it's a midah. It's not a matter of dressing this way or that way. It is a midah. And people get confused by that when they're told they're not tsunua, when they technically are. And that is the problem, why when you just look at externalities and make judgments, not looking deeper behind the surface, deeper than just one's externals, and instead we base our judgment of people based on clothing alone. Hyper-focus on tznius as a standard of dress, and by doing so, we're left with the conception of tznius as being a very shallow and superficial thing. So by making tznius about measuring clothing, we ignore tznius as a midah. And that's why it's her hope to talk about a holistic view of tznius, of an overall personality person. Dress could be a part of it and should be a part of it, but that's not what defines what tznius actually is. You have Rav Avigdor Miller brings on the Vahatzei Leches Amalekecha in a Sefer Shari Oira, which is like sort of Maimorim about Vadei Musar, about actually actualizing concepts and living by them. And the second volume of it talks about this concept of Hatznei Leches and Hashem Aleikecha. And it's really a beautiful Maimor. Now, the simple explanation of Hatznei Leches means to hide your actions, to hide your deeds, to do everything very low-key, betznius, and do it l'shem shemayim, and not because people are looking at you. And it's a separate pillar. This is the fascinating part. The three pillars, Micha says, is to do justice, to love kindness, and all of a sudden, Hatznei Leches. That's a very unusual thing to be a pillar. But what is it really? It's to be with Hashem always, connected internally to Him. In the depths of your soul. Esalikim Hisalech Noyach. Hashem walked, Noyach walked with Hashem. Or by Chanoich, by Yisalech Chanoich Esalikim. Or by Avram, Hisalech Lefanai, walk with me. Or Asher Salachti Lefanav, he walked in front of him. Or Yaakov Avinu, Elkim Asher Eshalchu Avoyisai Lefanav. Or David HaMelech, Eshalech Lefanai Hashem. They all referenced it. I am walking discreetly with Hashem. Which means that it's an overall look in life. That with everything you're doing, you're doing it because it's internal. It may be external also, but it's primarily internal. That's what it means. That's the idea. You are walking with Hashem always. You are internal. You are connected. You are connected. Im Eloikecha, with your God. V'hatzei leches im Eloikecha. He is your God, your personal God. You are walking with Him. You are with Him. That is the true idea of what tznius really is. So foreign from the way we're taught about what tznius is. There are external things that you do with your limbs, and then there are deep thoughts in your heart. The thoughts of your heart, the chayves halvavais, the chayv of your heart, how you're supposed to think and feel. It's not just a matter of hiding your deeds. That's not the concept, just to hide things, put things under the surface. But it's basically, it is such a foundational aspect. The whole chayves halvavos is the way the person, a Jew, is supposed to think and supposed to feel. That's what tznius really is, what you're feeling and thinking inside, internally, as a human being, as a person, who you really are. Tznius is really connecting internally to the essence of who you really are. And then this concept, which is so nauseous and disgusting to many, becomes the most beautiful and inspiring thing in the world. So as an example, simply thinking of Hashem, when you're doing the will of Hashem quietly and no one knowing, that's tznius. When you do a kind deed quietly and no one's knowing, that's tznius. When behind the scenes you are doing a quiet thing of a chesed to help someone, that's tznius. When you see a friend or somebody walking on the street and you no one knows and you're looking at that person and you're giving quietly, you're whispering a bracha to that person, saying a chapitl, tell them that they should be well and they should be healthy and they should be, you know, they should have all the brachas in the world. No one knows but yourself how you're blessing that person across the street that you see and know. That's tznius. That is tznius. Or when you're saying to someone good morning or kol tov and you have in your heart greater blessings for that person and love. That's tznius. This is something that we really are not taught. We connect these good deeds as a separate thing, but this is what tznius really is. And when you're taught that way, then the clothing aspects are put into the right perspective, and it's not viewed anymore as resentment. That's a very important point. A lot has to do with culture. Always say this, just pick as an example, okay? Talking about how the clothing and pertaining to other things, there are people, for example, even non-Jews. You have a country girl, okay? She lives in a very hot climate in Arizona in the summer or something, okay? But inherently, she's a tsanua because she's modest, meaning internal, caring, not superficial. So let's say she didn't have a Beis Yaakov Chinuch, okay? She didn't have one. And she's going to work that day in an office, and it's very hot outside. And it's hot outside, and it's over 90 degrees, 95 degrees. What am I going to wear? So she puts on something that she's going to wear. In our Beis Yaakov standards, tznius, no. Maybe sleeveless or this or that. But still, there's a certain refinement there. In her brain, when she looks in the mirror, say, what am I going to put on? Her concept is, it's hot, so I'm going to wear a summer-type clothing, which obviously, in her mind, not being educated, and Beis Yaakov will have more of her skin exposed. But her brain, her mindset is simply, it's hot outside. It's not like, oh, how I'm going to attach, connect an unhealthy attention of this male coworker or that one, or they should turn on the street and look at me this way or that way. That's not in her mind. Her mind is, it's hot outside, and I want to dress nicely, so what am I going to wear? That's tsunua inherently, despite the lack of education. And then you have others that technically tsunias, right, but dressing in a way how I will attract that attention, or that people should look this way, that way, the other thing, even though technically you're sort of fully covered. You know, women know more about this than women, so I'm just giving a general concept, but I think you know what it means. People have seen many, quote-unquote, frum, and even frumly dressed people, but in their mannerisms and the way they express things, the way they talk, and the way they communicate, it's clear that they are outwardly flirtatious or innuendos, or even though technically, halachically, you're covering the standard, while there are others that have that internal tznius, but they weren't brought up with that education, but they have a tmimistic in the neshama. And these are many of the non-frum people that we have in America and Eretz Yisrael, many, many people, girls that have that tznua character inherently, and it's clear like day, but they're not dressing that way yet because they weren't yet taught about those things. Or maybe they have also a bad taste in the mouth where people look at them the wrong way, and that's what's hurtful to them. You're judging me. I know I have a purer heart than you think I have. Just because I dress a certain way and I was brought up to dress a certain way doesn't mean I'm not trying to attract unhealthy attention or have my mind is not the sewer. So you understand what I'm saying? It's not like dress is not important. But when you're just looking at the externality and not looking at the full human being, you could really misrepresent things. You could technically, as a dress, because of lack of education or lack of awareness, even as a non-Jew, wear things that's clearly not tzniistic, but their mind is clear and innocent and good, and they're tzenua inherently. And then you have others, the reverse side, dressed technically in accordance, but their mind is in the sewer. So obviously, there needs to be an alignment. So that is something that we're going to talk about to really try to reframe this in the most healthy possible way. And to men, I'm going to discuss their aspects of tznius as well to them. Be'ezus Hashem. Bracha v'atzlacha.